Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Did you hit it now?
Yes, I hit it now.
Oh, jeez.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah. For those of you just tuning in, like, I thought Mercy started the podcast, like, 7 times, and, like, it just hadn't happened. She's like, I'm waiting for you to stop talking.
What? There was no break.
It's all about talking.
Yes, but you just kept mumbling things repeatedly with no break in between. I'd go touch record, and you would say something else, and I was like, oh, no. I'm going to miss that. I wasn't sure. I wanted to start at the beginning of something.
Well.
But I guess it's more, it's
but
better.
I mean, it's very indicative of our entire podcast is we never finish a story. So why should you even start a story with us at the beginning? Like, that's just not fair.
That's actually a really good point. We don't have stories so much as we just have these conversations that continue to grow. This is all one podcast. You're just walking in at different times.
Is it? Well, it's just life.
You're just walking in and out of our life.
These are just different conversations in our life that we just happen to record.
Yeah.
And pretend there was somebody listening.
Now pretend someone's listening.
It was cheaper than couples therapy.
Actually, I don't think it was.
Talk to yourself in a.
We bought some expensive
third
gear.
Person.
I don't think it's cheaper. And for some expensive stuff, it only sounds this good.
We'd have to get the really, really expensive stuff. The stuff that's like, this is good quality, and it makes your shit sound amazing.
Mm.
It's got the shit canceling features.
I'm just gonna take everything you say literally. This makes your shit sound amazing.
I just pictured you sitting down in the toilet and a poop coming out of your anus to the THX sound from the beginning of movies.
Yeah, is this movie 3D? Am I in the toilet bowl? I'm in the toilet bowl.
No.
I'm floating in the water,
terrible.
Looking up at a giant butt as a poop starts to emerge from it. Oh, our listener just hung up.
Podcast phone booth.
I like using inappropriate terms knowingly.
Like what?
What? Like someone just hung up on our podcast. You can't hang up on a podcast.
And when you said inappropriate, I thought you meant graphically inappropriate.
No, just wrong.
Not just contextually inappropriate.
Just using things wrong.
Okay. We do that a lot.
So that, how would you describe your sex life? I'm doing it wrong.
where everything is wrong. We're fumbling through. No, that's kind of our life. We just put a bunch of like blinds up. And we still have more to do.
Oh, we've been doing so many.
But we're not using the right tools.
Primarily unnecessary, like house renos. Renos isn't even the right word.
No,
buying new furniture.
It's cosmetic touches.
New blinds. And the blinds are a little more than cosmetic.
Yeah, that's true.
They were shitty and falling apart.
They were bad, and the cats had
tried to eat them. And winter is coming, and they are not winter worthy.
No.
They do not have dragon glass.
I keep telling you that my favorite way to combat heating loss in the winter is to have like 5 layers of blinds and curtains. At our farm,
my plan is still just move the planet closer to the sun.
So many curtains. We had a layer of like, we had like Venetians or slats, and then we had this billowy gauze that was like 5 layers thick, and then we had
5 layers thick.
There was so much of this curtain that it was unbelievable.
Curtain. Sorry, I'm taking everything you say literally.
I couldn't believe the fucking curtain, Church. And then the final
No, you
layer
couldn't believe in the curtain.
Was like,
it wasn't, it sits outside of reality, at least as we perceive it. You can't believe in the curtain. Go on.
I feel so bad for anyone listening to this, because we're both having completely distinct conversations, which we can follow. I'm following your conversation. You're probably following mine, I hope. But together, we're just talking at each other.
Sorry, I'm just making eyes at that biker scout over your shoulder.
Biker scout again.
He's there.
Boyfriend.
And he's handsome.
He's so handsome.
But, you know, it could be a lady under there. In fact, now there is a lady under there. Yeah.
Mm.
At least at church. They know I'm staring at like a big figure of a biker scout, right?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that on the last podcast.
Sure, but there's no guarantee anybody. Oh, well, there's no guarantee anybody listened to that episode.
I put up a poll. Most people said yes. Some people said no.
To what? Put it up?
Yeah.
Now you need to put up another poll. Hey, did anyone actually listen to that? And if so, did you actually listen to all of it?
If you voted yes, did you listen to it? And do you believe your answer was right? Oh, no, you shouldn't have.
Oh, there's so many polls you can run out of that. Think of all the statistical data we could get if only we gave a shit.
I'm pretty sure there are ethics violations to think about.
Remember when we were talking about that poo that was coming at you with the THX in?
Yeah. Yeah. Social etiquette research. I just had to finish that sentence. Oh, so The Burbs. Fucking Joe Dante.
That's a movie. Joe Dante movie, The Burbs. Have you seen it, Mercy? Welcome to Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy.
Where Mercy just wants to talk about
it. No, we hadn't done it. We hadn't said welcome yet.
Wow. Almost 6 minutes in. That's a record.
Well, with editing, people will be... That's exactly where the episode started.
But yeah. So I love The Burbs.
The movie The Burbs, starring Tom Hanks from 1989.
Carrie Fisher.
America's leading man.
Short hair Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher with like the super short page boy cut.
Carrie Fisher seems really awesome, but The Burbs is only 6 years after Return of the Jedi. And like... She aged 20 years somehow in 6 years. That's all I'm saying. Carrie Fisher's in there. She look older.
She does. She looks so much older than I thought. I'm like,
she looks so much the older.
That's weird.
What's up, Mom? I don't know.
Oh, no, it's the mom haircut, and then she wears a lot of those rompers.
Yeah, and it's not like she's unattractive. It's not. It's not just she got old. They olded her up.
Did they have to old her up? Because otherwise she wouldn't be believable as a mother of like a 13-year-old?
Yeah, I don't know. Tom Hanks is even stretching it in that movie. They olded both of them up a bit. Anyways, movie, Tom Hanks, called The Burbs, about living in the suburbs.
I like to believe that there are several layers to this movie. And to me, it's like some big epic thing because I watched it when I was little and Tom Hanks was my first crush.
All right, so it's an American comedy thriller film directed by Joe Dante. I could run down who stars in it, but that's not really that
we're not
necessary.
That type of podcast.
But... basically, the film pokes fun at suburban environments and their eccentric dwellers. That's basically the unofficial tagline. A comedy about one nice guy who gets pushed too far. Would you say that's accurate? Is that really what the movie's about?
At its absolute barest concept. But that does not even come close to describing...
Come close.
It comes close. I'm right close to coming, talking about The Burbs. See, if we were like a serious movie review podcast.
Wait, are things getting sloppy over there? What? No.
Sploosh.
Oh, let's talk more about late 80s Tom Hanks. Sploosh. I'm going swimming. All right, anyways.
He wears those short slacks, the ones that look like dress pants, but they're cut off right mid-thigh.
Well, those are shorts. Like, they're not short slacks.
They're like khakis. They're khaki shorts. They're not jean shorts. He doesn't jort it up. And they're not old flannel shorts.
Mid-thigh. They're khaki. Mid-thigh business shorts.
They're mid-thigh professional shorts. They're like a...
It's professional.
Is it like a tennis short?
Yuppie cyclist shorts. All right, come on. move past the shorts. Who gives a shit? He wore shorts. They were mid-thigh. You can see a lot of Tom Hanks' leg.
I'm obsessed.
He wore no socks with sneakers. See, or boat shoes?
Yeah. He was boat shoes.
Yep.
Or sand shoes.
All right, there. That's the movie The Burbs. That's all we took away from it.
I love the design. Like
it's just like late 80s.
But it's so close to my heart.
It takes place
on
a cul-de-sac.
I'm obsessed with it.
Their weird creepy neighbors move in and it's based on the idea of what happens. Every neighborhood has that one house that looks a little run down and you know, it's got the long grass that never gets cut and like the neighbors like come and go at weird hours and you know, they glare at you.
I know what we can talk about.
We are talking. What are we talking about?
So, The Burbs is awesome, but closer to just our real life, in our neighborhood, which we've lived in for quite a long time, and we've seen weird shit come and go, there was the vampire house. All the doors and windows were boarded with plyboard. There were solar panels on the roof. There was a Russian shipping container.
Pretty sure we've talked about this before.
Have we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Maybe if anyone has ever listened to this podcast, they would know.
Well, it's true. I mean, no one does, so feel free to talk about it again.
But yeah, there was this weird, weird house. And every time we walked past it, there was some new fucked up thing about it. Like, giant water cisterns started appearing, filled with water, on the lawn that was never mowed. At one point, the people that lived next door to them, I guess, got sick of it, and they mowed their lawn. And then for the next 6 months, there was a sign... full page letters from an old dot matrix printer. Don't come into my yard. It was the weirdest thing.
Well, yeah. The whole place was weird. You never saw anybody come or go from it, ever. But things would change slowly but surely, always for the worse. Things never got better. You know, you'd watch it, and all of a sudden you'd go buy it, and you'd notice something was different, and you're like, I look at that house all the time, because how could you not? It's this, like, it's a magnet. You cannot not pay attention to this rundown, boarded up, clearly inhabited house with strange solar panels.
In the driveway was, like, a car from the 70s that was never released in this country. Wasn't it on blocks
or, like, flat tires or something? Anyways, what are we talking about? Yes, there's this house. It's, like, in the burbs.
Yep.
Yeah. Why are we talking about any of this?
I figured that might be slightly more interesting than me talking about how much I love the wallpaper and the cereal box patterns in the burbs because it's from 1989.
Yeah, I was trying to stop you from that part. We were going to not let that go on forever. We were getting carried away with Tom Hanks' shorts, for crying out loud. Never mind the wallpaper. Like, you cannot talk about the wallpaper.
Can't not talk about the wallpaper.
We cannot. We can. We can make that happen. That being said, the last 30 seconds have now been devoted to talking around the wallpaper in the burbs.
Stop beating around the bush. What was on the wallpaper?
Yeah, the burbs. It's you love it, and I'm kind of eh on it. I remember really wanting to see it when it came out because, you know, it had, like, Tom Hanks in it. It was kind of a comedy, but it looked dark, so it looked kind of, you know, a little bit more edgy, which is really what I was, you know, hoping for at that age. One of the cooler stuff. And then, you know, you got to see it and you're like, eh, oh, that's it, huh? It wasn't that great.
Well, see,
so that's still my opinion. It wasn't that great.
I can definitely tell why you don't have as much of an affinity for it as I do, because you would have been like a teenager, like maybe 13. So you were coming into it like a teenager expecting something a little more mature, where I was still quite young and I was just enthralled to see like a silly movie and I didn't understand any of it, but there were enough sight gags and funny things happening and people just losing their shit that I really enjoyed it. So I have nostalgia glasses for The Burbs in a way that movie will never not work for me. It will always be a movie near and dear to me. And it's not a good movie. I'm not gonna say it is. Like, when you say, it's not what I was expecting, it's not really that great of a movie, I totally get it. I'm not gonna fight you on that.
Oh, it's not horrible either. It's totally watchable. There's Corey Feldman being some weird neighbor kid.
It is like the absolute baseline description of a 1989 comedy. It's that it's edging towards a little bit cynical, but it's still silly and goofy enough, and it really exists in a world where no problems happen in the world outside of your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's weird. The whole movie takes place entirely on the cul-de-sac. It doesn't leave until the very end in the climax of the film, only because of a bit of a chase. But it takes place entirely on this cul-de-sac with people coming and going, but Tom Hanks is on vacation for a week, and his neighbor is also around the entire time, hanging out with him.
All his wife's neighbors. Gone.
And then there's another neighbor who joins them who's like some military guy, but he's on disability, I think. He's like shell-shocked or something.
Yeah, so at least they explain, live in, like, the biggest houses.
They're all home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, the movie's kind of like, I don't know, the male version of, like, I don't know.
No, what was
gossip,
that one?
Gossip Show, you know.
Gossip Show.
Gossip.
The Gossip Girls.
No.
Is that one?
I don't, well, there is Gossip Girl, what was the not one? The Gossip Girls.
It's not Picket Fences.
What's
was
that
it?
Show you kids watch? The Gossip Girls, you know.
The one with...
With her name. What's her name?
With Rhodey. With Rhodey and Paisley.
Paisley.
Those seems like names.
Pickle. Her name was Pickle, I swear to God.
It probably was. Dawson?
I don't That's know what we're talking about. We're just saying... Strange names.
Words that could be names.
If one of these names is your actual name, good for you. You live a more exciting life than us.
I hope somebody named Rhodey Pickle writes us. My name is Rhodey Pickle.
I heard that you featured my name in an episode.
I would like to demand royalties.
I demand a refund. This is free, dummy. Well, fine. I accept your refund. Sincerely, Rhodey Pickle. Road Pickles, for sure.
Road Pickles.
They call me Road Picks.
What's the road?
Rodicle.
Road Apples? That's horse shit.
Mm.
Don horseshit? Rickles.
Oh, he's dead.
Don Rickles zinged you, Marge. So, the Burbs.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. And Tom Hanks' thighs. It is absolutely inexplicable at times.
His thighs? Absolutely. Why are they focused so prominently?
Because he was Tom Hanks and he was dead sexy.
Now, they have a lot of full body shots, I've realized. Like, you can see him from, you know, foot to head. Head, foot.
From
And he's not doing yoga. He's like at a door.
Yeah, see, he's standing. All. That's right. He's not all curled up in the fetal position. When I was a kid, I used to get in trouble for doing the chant that Tom Hanks' neighbor does. When they're saying he's trying to convince Tom Hanks' character that the people that moved in, that live across the street from them,
are evil and cultists.
They're Satanists. They're satanic cultists. And Tom Hanks has had enough of this. He's had up to here with this shit. And he sticks his fingers in his ears. And he starts chanting, "I can't hear you. I can't hear you." And his friend goes, "That's one of the signs. You're chanting." And he drops his voice and he imitates him. And he goes, "I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal." And I used to chant that nonstop as a kid. And my mom would just not have it.
Yeah.
It was not a good thing for me to be chanting.
Yeah, just wait till our daughter's doing that. That's going to happen. That's your future.
Stop chanting about Satan.
Yeah, the neighbors are going to hear.
I'm not really chanting about Satan. It's from a movie. I know, but the neighbors don't.
See, that's why I wanted to see that movie. I thought it was edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And instead, I got a lot of Tom Hanks' thigh. Not what I was looking for.
Look,
at 13 clearly, or whatever I was.
It's clearly geared to a different audience. The ones who appreciate a good T. Hanks thigh shot. I'm going to start an Instagram account dedicated to Hanks? Tom Hanks' thighs.
Tom Hanks' thighs.
Thanks for the thighs.
Let's get current pictures of Tom Hanks' thighs. Let's get those in there.
I really thought that Tom Hanks was going to look a certain way forever, but I guess his face wasn't done doing it with whatever it was going to do.
Tom Hanks is fine, but he's not getting you hot and bothered attractive anymore. He's like, oh, he's a fine looking grandpa. He's
Kevin
good
Klein
he's
and
it together.
John Goodman.
John Goodman. No, I wasn't putting him in that category.
John Goodman is a handsome dude. But in like that old man, oh, he looks like Santa way. And he's Dan from Roseanne. So
Santa's not handsome. Sampa.
Carlos Santana.
Damn it, Carlos Santana. Carlos Santa. Is Spanish
Santa
equivalent?
Claus.
Okay.
Fantasy, Carlos.
No.
It works.
Santa is not hot. Santa's not ugly. Santa is right smack dab in the middle.
He's average? Are you saying Santa John Goodman by default?
He's not average. He is, you cannot feel one way or the other towards this man.
Is it like looking at a wall? Like a paint, just a wall?
Yeah.
That doesn't have any cool designs?
It's like when you have a real blind spot. A real blind spot isn't black, right? You just can't see there. It's just Santa can't exist on either the hot or the not scale.
It's like a migraine aura.
Sure.
But it's like a concentrated, like,
listening
vertical.
Listening to this causes that.
I'm going to have to put a migraine warning on now.
Yeah. Santa's not hot, but he's not hot.
He's so average, yeah, that your brain can't process him, and it just looks around. It fills in the space. It's
in
like,
summary, as this is all facts, and we only deal in facts on the show, this is the
100%
fact hour.
Not 100% not opinion 100, at all.
There's never any of that.
Scientifically rated.
I only know science. Science says if John Goodman reminds you of Santa, he's just not hot.
I didn't think he was hot.
But he's also not hot. Oh, no, you were putting him in the Tom Hanks, like, good-looking category.
Current Tom Hanks, I wouldn't say is hot.
No.
He is an attractive man.
Is he Santa?
He might be. Oh, he
did play Santa once.
Tom
he
Hanks?
He was all CG and junk with
that's
weird
right.
rotoscoping.
The ice
train. Codoscoping.
Coda cloning. Coda chrome.
CGI oping.
I really like the song Coda Chrome by Paul Simon.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. I like Paul Simon quite a bit.
He
I don't
too,
listen to, maybe, he
probably,
might.
Probably.
I would hope Paul Simon would like me.
He understands humor a little bit. So I've heard from his good friend Steve Martin. Steve called me up and told me that the other day.
Yeah. Is Steve upset that when you asked me to name two actors from The Three Amigos, I went with Chevy Chase and Martin Short first?
You know, that's why he called, actually. He was pissed at you.
So
he,
I was listening. Like,
Mercy.
The other day.
What the fuck?
I just, you know, if she has a problem with me,
we've
she
been
could
friends
just say it to my
for
face.
Years, Church.
All I'm saying is I deserve that much of a courtesy after I donated that kidney to her.
This, none of this is real.
No. Please don't ever think this is real, Steve Martin's lawyers.
If anyone actually thought it was real for a second, uh-oh.
We are good actors.
Yeah.
Acting.
Yeah. Oh. Destiny 2 came out, and I'm going to go play some more of that, and I think
sure
you're going to go join me. And we'll do another short one of these soon, I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.